Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And I'm Chemda.
Do you have the Laughable app? Go to laughable.com. It's a free app where you not only subscribe to podcasts as you do, you subscribe to the person. So anytime Chemda's on someone else's podcast.
As a guest. It tags me in their show so you can not only follow the Keith and the Girl show and my opening line that we both host, but for example, I was just on Mike Kaplan's show. I was on Billy Procida's show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow where we guest.
I heard the Billy Procida show.
What did you think? I talked a little bit about my relationship or ex-relationship.
You get personal.
So I made him cry.
Go to laughable.com. Download the app. It's free. Find out what shows Chemda's on, even if we forget or don't get to talk about it. And you'll get all your answers, okay? Chemda, you voting? In New York City, it's time to vote, right? You got to vote for mayor. You got to vote for all the things. 59% of people eligible to vote in this country, in general, vote. Only half the people able to vote, vote.
That's amazing. I mean, I understand that before all of this stuff where we were all suddenly talking about politics like we know our head from our ass.
Right.
You know, before that, I wasn't really aware of all these voting days.
Now, for New York City.
I will vote for Sex and the City.
Well, it goes to Andrew Cuomo or Cynthia Nixon. And I saw a debate between the two. And Cynthia Nixon fake smiled a lot less than Andrew Cuomo. So that is my vote. Plus.
Thank you, America.
She's a lawyer. Not some whore across town, okay? And don't blame her for her husband cheating. He's the asshole, okay? It doesn't represent both of them.
So how do you know? It's so weird what you know about Sex and the City.
Now, don't you know? I live in the city, okay? All right, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Loot Crate, okay? Chemda, you have a box right in front of you.
I do.
You haven't opened it yet.
But it is exciting. I love getting boxes.
Share some of your favorite comic books, movies, video games, or superheroes to geek out over and how fun it is to get them from Loot Crate. Each month has a theme. What are we looking at,
Chemda? This is Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, my God.
So it's a random box.
But they knew me anyway.
But somehow, Chemda got very, very lucky, and that's the magic of Loot Crate.
And there's a t-shirt in here.
It's a t-shirt. What's your Rick and Morty? Because you didn't actually get Rick and Morty, right?
I got Rick and Morty. That's so weird. I think it's some sort of game thing. Oh, my God, it has an action figure.
So maybe you want an action figure and a game thing. Well, here it is with Loot Crate. Over 30 million crates sold. Original, most popular loot crates are curated, blah, 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 blah. So each month, you get a new package of fun, goofy things. And done and done. Look at Henda's face. See?
God, you just have to show me these characters and I'm jizzing. It's awesome.
Loot Crate packs $50 of value into each crate for less than $20 a month. You can't lose.
It's plus, honestly, with these things, because I love subscriptions. I have a subscription to so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. I like it because you're sending yourself a surprise present in the mail.
Yes, it's a monthly subscription. Okay? They worry about the words. I don't. It's a monthly subscription box delivered direct to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Crate curates, designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else, no matter how hard you geek out. All right? They got you covered. This crate will sell out when they do crates, okay? So, for example, this crate we're talking about today, you only have until Wednesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. to guarantee your order, or this crate will be gone forever. Somebody get a mop under Chemda's chair, please. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate.
I get so excited over Loot Crate. Every time I get it, I wonder if I could remain celibate another month.
Because you're going to fuck the items. I have no idea. Chemda's so horned up. Honest to God, today's poll is, do you know what she's ever talking about sexually? Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KTG and enter code. I'm talking to Kyle the other day. What was your first kiss like? I don't know. We were kissing. Did you bite the tongue? God. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KTG and enter code KTG to save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. Okay? I'll say it one more time. Subscribe now. By going to lootcrate.com/KTG, enter the code KTG, and save an exclusive 15% off your subscription. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest has been on Conan, Comedy Central, Every season of Jeff Ross Presents Roast Battle, Matthew Broussard.
Hello.
But Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't notice. What a voice. You have a very deep voice.
Yeah. It wakes up my roommates. It's that kind of voice. Yeah.
You roar every morning like a bear.
It doesn't seem to trail off in volume relative to distance. It just stays loud through walls.
Nice.
You live with your girlfriend.
I live with my girlfriend.
So what do you mean by roommate?
He calls her roommate.
She is my roommate. Yeah. This is my first time in my life having like not roommates. There were five people in my last place, and I've always had roommates, and I've never lived alone ever. So living with my girlfriend is the closest I have to living alone. And it's not bad. It's nice.
You liking it? How long has it been?
I'm liking it. 2 weeks. I've been gone for most of them. But you know.
You're getting along really well.
We're getting along.
That's good. Was there something that you were nervous about in the moving in situation?
No, I'm just always, well, she always, at her last place, she was like, oh, this is never cleaned up and this is a mess. And when we had more roommates, it was easier to be like, yeah, they did it. Mm. Now it's like, if something's messy, she knows it was me and I'm terrified because I'm very disorganized.
Well, keithandthegirl.com/feedback. You can write into the show, of course. Ask Matthew about his hobby of figuring sculpting. Speaking of Luke Craig. Do you make your own figurines?
Yes, I make polymer clay sculptures. I've been doing it like my whole life, of little, all sorts of different characters. A lot of them are Pokemon. I started with like Yoshi, but I'll make like Toothless the Dragon. I made Bojack Horseman.
I just woke up.
I made my favorite, I think the best one I've ever made, was a character named Krabopulous Michael from Rick and Morty, episode 2 of season 2. I just love killing that guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the assassin. Made him. It took a long time. It was really...
What do you do with them? Do you battle them?
No, they're a little fragile for that. I just set them on my shelf and pet them and marvel.
Your girlfriend must be so proud.
It's very time consuming, so she just doesn't like how much time I spend doing that. And
have you made her something? Because you have to, right?
I have, yeah. I made her one thing when she was retiring from swimming. It was she swam for a team called Bluefish for years, and then she swam for UT in college and represented both teams. So I made her a little sculpture that was a bluefish and a burnt orange longhorn.
You both met swimming?
No, I was not much of a swimmer, but I was a fan of swimming, and I followed her Instagram account, and one day I just messaged her.
What's a good move on Messenger? Because not many people get a girlfriend when they slide into people's DMs.
Whatever it was, I didn't do it, and I succeeded in spite of that. I sent her, it's a weird story.
You sent her the movie story. Swim Fan?
Yeah.
That is the movie, though, right? All swimmers must
know. Swim Fan is the only movie we have.
Right.
I mean, I guess there was Pride that came after I quit, but because basketball players have Space Jam and we have Swim Fan.
What is it that's so exciting about swimming? Because I understand when a sport's not for me, baseball isn't, basketball isn't, but I guess I can get it. What is the beauty of the swim?
That your body is your instrument and there's nothing else aiding you. It's just, you don't even have shoes. It's just perfect form, these just magnificent specimens of people.
Is it that you get to shave your pits?
That's the fun part. Yeah, shaving your legs. I just get sweaty when I shave my legs.
Have you ever masturbated to female swimmers? Swimming?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you shave your legs so that you can get a better?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, shave everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that word? Me touch what?
What? At meets, sorry. At meets, I would shave for yeah.
Do you feel the difference once you're shaved? You do.
Yeah, it more than anything increases the sensitivity of your skin, so you have a better feel for the water.
Wow.
You can feel the water wick by you. It also reduces your drag coefficient, but not by that much, but it's nice.
Does it matter if you shave your pubes or butt?
No.
Okay.
No, because they're under a suit.
All right.
Yeah.
But did you anyway?
No.
Okay.
Because it'd be a nightmare growing back.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Are showers like the best?
What's that?
Like a nice shower? You must love it, right?
Shower?
Yeah.
Just because I like water?
Yeah.
Well, I was never a good swimmer. I didn't swim in college or anything, but...
Like, why do people complain about the rain? It's beautiful. It's like sun on you.
Yeah.
You're such a creep sometimes.
I was trying to figure it out. That's all. I've never met a swim fan.
I love
it. Like, I just assumed you both were swimmers, but no, you just appreciated the art and she stood out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to drop a line and say, hi, I love the way you do that swim.
I was the manager of my swim team in college.
You ever see these guys in the Olympics? They get to the wall, and the way they turn around.
Actually, I really love that.
Yeah.
The turnaround.
They put their feet. I mean, it's magic.
Oh, the turns.
Turns.
Oh yeah. Best is the backstroke, the breaststroke, IM turn. I can't do it. They're on their back. They hit the wall with their hand and then flip over, feet overhead.
Like a fish. Should
like,
some of these
like
people,
a gymnast.
Honest to God, without exaggeration, should some of these people be looked into if they're using genetics in a weird way, that they're part fish? I don't know what's going on down there. How about that Greg Louganis? Ouch.
He's not even a swimmer.
He smacked his head right on that board. No, he's not a swimmer. He's nothing. Yeah. He tries to dive. He smacks his head on the board. That part, that's the easiest part.
I love that your point of reference for talking to me about swimming is Greg Louganis. I was like, maybe Phelps or Lochte would be the entryway.
Did you notice in Russia, all the water was green? Did you feel bad for those people?
Where is the water green in Russia?
In the Olympics.
Well, the water's always greener on the other side. So.
Oh, is that the same?
That's what they say.
So what do you tell her? You say, hey, I love your swimming.
We both followed each other. And I think I don't know why she followed me. This is like some friend who knew me. And it's kind of a complicated story. I saw her on Bumble in my neighborhood. And I just messaged. I was like, well, I could wait to match with her on this dating app. Or we already follow each other. So I could message her. I'd never done that before. And said, hey, are you in LA right now? And she said, no, I'm already back home. I just visited a couple weeks ago. And we just started talking from there.
Okay. Can I tell you a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Not that complicated.
No, but here's what's weird about it. I also took a screenshot of her Bumble profile and sent it to her saying, hey, are you in LA right now? Because I could see that she was in my area. I saw her on Bumble.
Oh my God. If you didn't look like a Ken doll, that would be so weird.
It gets
weirder.
Bumble crops images. So it cropped out the top and the bottom of the image. So it just looked like I had sent her a picture of herself and said, hey, are you in LA? And she just was just like, dah. So when I say in spite of not having a good opening, I really mean that. And weeks later, I explained to her what that image was. And she was like, oh, I just thought you were weird.
Oh my God. I would think you'd have to explain that right away.
Oh, I didn't see that it cropped. So I assume she got the idea that I saw her on Bumble. Like, because that my location thing popped her up on my Bumble.
Do you recognize that being Brad Pitt Hansen, you get a second chance at something like that? You know that, right?
I am blind to my privilege. I also get to make polymer clay sculptures and not... Yeah.
You look and sound like your name should be Garçon.
Garçon?
Yes.
Is that what's he's from the Belle? Is that from Beauty and the Beast?
Wait, act like you don't know.
Who is this? Is he he hates books?
Is he the ugly one? Is he the Beast? Is that what the Beast's name is? Oh, I wasn't paying attention because of his claw hands.
What does she do now for work?
She works in tech.
Now, do you have to worry that she didn't follow her dream of being a swimmer?
Gaston. Sorry. Thank you, Julia.
What do you mean by that?
Does she miss swimming? Is she going to resent it? Do you have to throw her in a pool every now and again? Keep her wet.
Splash water. I still hear her calling for the ocean at night.
like a shout.
She's done. She's done. She retired after in 16 when she was like, I guess like 25, which is a reasonable age to... She spent 3 years pro after college, which is really hard because you don't have a team.
Pro? Like, what's a professional swimmer?
Pro. So she was sponsored by Arena, and she was world ranked. So she received stipend and had various. She was employed as a swimmer. She did meets and like circuits and meets and stuff like that. And she trained at UT.
How many numbers do the ranks go when you're world ranked?
She was 13th.
Whoa! In the world.
In her event, yeah.
Holy cow!
She was very, very good. And she
you don't think she misses it and hates you?
I mean, a little bit, but
13
she was going to retire either way. That was 16 was trials and she didn't have the meet she wanted.
Okay.
Despite having the time, she didn't make the team.
What's her event?
200 breaststroke. And she...
That's when you can only use your chest to swim.
That's correct. It's a mostly lower body stroke.
Was it breaststroke or butterfly stroke or backstroke, right?
There's backstroke, freestyle, butterfly, and breast.
Okay.
Yeah. And
how do you find her? Were you looking up breasts coincidentally?
Singular. I was looking up breast. I don't need both. Just the left one will do.
Your mom's a biologist.
My mom got a degree in microbiology, master's in microbiology. Okay.
And then you say, hey, I'm going to be a comedian.
Yes.
And she says, not in my state. Now you live in New York and not Texas.
That's right. Well, yeah, she's in Atlanta. It's all.
Okay.
She, yeah.
I'm sure it's real complicated.
It's very fun. It's all fun details. It's the nuance. It's the minutiae that really keeps people tuning in.
Were you going to do something else that she would be proud of?
I got a degree in math or applied math, and I was working in finance for a year when I started comedy, and she was happy I got my parents. This is how strict my parents are. I wanted to be a math major, and they said it wasn't employable enough, so I had to be applied math.
Okay.
I have Asian parents. Like, it's crazy.
Otherwise known as Jew parents.
Jew parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about as rough. I would, maybe it's like third rank, but it's, yeah, it was intense. And then I got that degree and I got a job in finance and they were happy with all that. And then at 23, I realized you can do other things.
What did you like about finance though?
I like the math. I liked when I got to do math, but that wasn't as much as I wanted to. So
did
it was
you
just
get
a
along
job.
With the finance bros?
I did it in Houston, so I didn't really have, I worked at such a small company, there were no, I had no bros.
You were the bro?
I was the only bro. I was the in-office bro.
Okay.
Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. 7 times 8.
Oh, boy. Is it 56?
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay. So you left that, and that's good, right? Yeah. So we're going to do applied comedy now.
Okay. Applied comedy.
By the way, Julia in the back, a little too proud of herself knowing that is the answer. Is yes, true. Andrea, it is. Okay, very good. You have a computer in front of you and the phone, and somehow you're sure. So your mom also gave you a line in one of your jokes involving the G-spot. Is this a true story?
Yeah, this was a thing that my parents were... My mom had a weird... We could talk about sex. We just couldn't use like vulgar language. So there was a weirdly open... dialogue we'd have so long as you used all the right words. Okay. You could say a penis goes into a vagina, but you couldn't say fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by a lot, she's a bio major. Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a big thing instilled into us. It was like, it's your body. There's nothing like unnatural about it. It's you. It's these are body parts. Saying vulva shouldn't be any more grotesque than saying elbow.
Right.
And that was the philosophy of that.
What was your sex talk like?
Just had us watch videos or whatever.
Of people fucking? So you watch porn?
You watch porn, yeah. Okay. Watch
porn. So applied sex?
Applied sex. Uh-huh. Applied penis and vagina, yes.
What was the line that your mom gave you that you ended up using?
Oh, she know? Just, it was, wasn't it just using the word vulva instead of vagina? Oh, it's okay. calling your vagina, referring to everything between your legs as a vagina instead of vulva is like calling your face your throat. I feel like that was inspired by her. Okay, okay, I'm just like, I get annoyed when I hear people say vagina.
So you
when they
say
refer
vulva?
To vulva. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the right word. It's like...
Do you correct them during sex? No, the pussy baby. Listen.
When talking to your bros, are you like, I got in that vulva?
Got that vulva. Well, no, sure. Not in the vulva, because that would be, that would not be, sure. you could say in the vagina.
Oh, this is so sexy.
Vagina is just an interior portion.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, technically you could say vaginal hole or vaginal opening would be a part you could see from the outside, but not vulva refers to the...
Am I paying by the minute for this? Because this is amazing.
You know what I love during sex? The actualies.
Actually.
Actually, sweetheart. Okay, just do it in the ass then. Could it be in the ass? Could it be in the ass? The asshole.
Rectum. Rectum or anus, please.
Do you get mistaken for gay a lot?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not that much, but sure.
Is it new in your 20s or has it always been?
It was more earlier than now.
More earlier than now?
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, more people thought I was gay.
Why is it because of that Ken doll look you described? What makes you say that? You have to follow up, Jesus.
And he knows why.
Yeah?
He gets it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, why?
Then? I guess it is very Ken doll looking, but I don't know. That's not even it. No.
What is it? Why are you so gay?
I guess I put effort into my appearance, which is not a straight guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You articulate?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if my voice would indicate that. I do have, I have interests that I guess would be...
Well, I'm looking at your Twitter right now, and you can follow at Monday Punday.
That's right.
My biggest fear in high school was people thinking I'm gay, and now that I'm 30, it's like the sweetest compliment.
It's a really nice thing.
Because the straight men are so disgusting?
That's yeah, well, it's just like, that's if you look gay, that's pretty much a compliment. Right. You know, people are like, are you gay? It's like, only culturally, like, you know, on my father's side, but not practicing.
You're joining a swim team to keep up the hobby.
Yeah, so I'm joining a gay swim team, because it's master swimming. It's a swim team for ages like 18 and up, so you'll have a lot of people in their like 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Right. We all swim together an hour a day, and New York and LA both, and major cities have gay friendly master swim teams, and these tend to be really good swim teams. Gay teams tend to have better programs, because I just, again, gay people tend to value fitness a little more, or gay men tend to value fitness a little more than straight men. I mean,
is it so that they have to look good in front of these other people they're attracted to, so naturally they'll be better athletes as well?
Yeah. And they'll put effort. It's exercise, so they want right. to work out and have abs and stuff. So,
right. I'm into like it.
Of more importance for gay men than for straight men. But to each his own.
This is also on your Twitter account. My biggest comedic influences are Redacted, and Dave Attell.
Yeah.
It's tough out there now,
It's tough out there. There are a lot of people I like that I can't talk about how much I like them.
Yeah, today in a big way.
Thank God Dave Attell is still a fight.
Did you ever think you'd say that about Dave Attell?
Yeah.
Like, of all the people, because he kind of always seemed like a mess, but
right.
I'm just going to be quiet after that.
Yeah, why even err on that side now?
I just think people are like, oh, wouldn't it be terrible if Dave Attell had done something? I'm like, with how wrecked his body is, I don't even think he could.
That's the good news, right?
I don't, yeah.
So I wanted to talk about the Louis C.K. and Norm Macdonald's defense of him, but then I'm thinking, all right, it's a comedian's going to be a guest. It's almost not fair. And I think that's what's upsetting me about the Louis C.K. thing in the biggest way. You've got to worry about a regular person's opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd almost feel like it'd be unfair to put you on the spot, even if you said you were okay with it. So we're going to talk
You feel about that, listener, right there with you.
Right.
So by your side.
You feel like you got to be a politician now. It's like there's both sides. There's that side. I look at all sides and you know what I think.
Yeah, there's no longer a position in which you can't catch flack, which I guess is...
There's never been a position where you can't catch flack.
Well, there was at one point, and then Fallon tousled Trump's hair, and then we realized, standing in the middle road
You were always catching flack, but now the other side has a little more voice. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's not the first time women are talking about how they were raped. It's not the first time that women are talking about the difference in rights and the difference in the way they were treated. Maybe now we have more of a platform.
Well,
which
is fantastic, right? A platform, but thank God I'm moving on, right?
I'll put you down for fantastic.
I love hearing words, please not from me. So we'll talk about it on the next show. Next week, we'll get
Thank you for not forcing me
sure.
to speak about that.
We'll get to next week, Kaepernick and Nike. And I know maybe you're like, but Keith, just tell me, do I burn all my clothes? You're going to have to wait until Monday, all right?
I understand it, people bought Nike shit just to burn it, and their stock went up like...
31%.
What's funny is I bought my first pair of Nikes 1 week before that all went down. I'd never owned a pair of Nike shoes.
You can predict the future. I'm a finance guy.
No, I was just literally like, they make good running shoes that look good. The only company that makes running shoes that look okay with jeans.
Oh.
And I bought some Pegasus. Kind of.
Andrea, is that a fact? Oh, wow. That's a fact.
They have cool shoes. They have functional shoes. Mm. I think it's cool.
All right. Let me tell you guys about something. Okay. Yeah. Because a lot is going on. Maybe I just got somebody riled up. You're like, you know what? I need a therapist. But how do I schedule it? Can I afford it? What do? I got to come up with something. I have to have a problem an hour at a time every Thursday. I'm talking about Talkspace. One word, Talkspace. It's online therapy. So when you want, like you would text a friend, you text a problem.
That's cool.
Get the answer or non-answer. You know, some of you like non-answers. The support that you want, and you get it right there and then. How about that? You can't imagine fitting anything else in your life? Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need to. Everyday life challenges, work, home, just chat about life. They don't care. No extra commutes, no leaving the office, no judgments. That's right. Stay in the office. Fuck your boss. That's right. Well, they need to know.
Oh, yeah. Get therapy while you're at work.
Right. You're getting paid to do therapy. All right. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. to match with a therapist for a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to TalkSpace.com/KATG and use KATG code to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's KATG that you're going to use once you go to TalkSpace.com/KATG. Okay? For example, I know the world's a mess. I have this email. I'm going to read to you, Hemda. Okay. And Matthew, and you let me know what you think. I mean, you're living with your lady, right? So we have a good 2 weeks. That's going. So
yeah, I think you'll have it. Good. You might have. I think we'll make it.
You have a few opinions. Hemda, the most empathetic person I know. Let's see what she thinks about this.
Oh, God. This can't be good.
Nix888 writes. So right away, you're like, okay. Doesn't want to use a real name. That's their prerogative. Hi, this is Nix, and I've been listening since episode 450.
Nice.
We're at 4 million right now. I have two small kids, and I'm married. I'm about to turn 40. I've been going through something in the last eight months with my own marriage that I wanted to share and maybe get some advice. I'm starting to think true love doesn't exist. I'm in a new relationship. Matthews is fairly new, you know, if you look at this moving in together. So we want to believe in true love, but then we have to be practical, right? We're hip enough to know, are we bred to be that way? Let's find out when next things.
Okay.
In the past 8 months, here's the rundown. My husband finds out I cheated on him at work.
Oh.
Even though this person and I never had sex, and then in parentheses, genital to genital.
Right.
I like the terminology.
Right. Right there. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have time for tricks. Yeah. This is a trick and I don't like it.
Yeah. You're already backpedaling.
Yeah. Okay. I'll marry David Copperfield. Yeah. I want tricks.
I don't like your attitude.
You're not the best at it. I lied and told him only part of it. And I even lied about the name of the person. My husband needed a name to move on. Mm. Oh my God. You're more... Oh, Lord. He found out that I have been online forums on BDSM. I have a profile. Followers in the posting of my body pics for BDSM. Mm. My face and location are never apparent. My husband...
What could you be asking? What could you be asking?
You can make it work.
Should I start telling the truth now in life? No, it's working out great for you.
Is this also her dating profile bio?
This is all it, yes. My husband and I argued and agreed for months... You know, anytime you can't tell me the whole story, you're wrong. Okay? But let's see. My husband and I argued and agreed for months. I deactivated and reactivated based on our agreements and arguments.
No, you didn't. You based it on whatever the fuck you felt like at the moment. I doubt that he agreed that to turn it on and off.
He doesn't want another man to control me. I love it, but I don't want it for him. I see it all the time on the site. They are married, but don't want the power exchange with their significant others.
Okay, I get that.
Do you?
Yeah. So she wants to do BDSM, but not with her husband. She doesn't want her husband playing that power role in the bedroom with her. She'd rather have that outside.
He is concerned for our kids' safety. Well, are you bringing your kids?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's concerned to your body being turned inside out.
Yeah.
He is concerned with me meeting up with people with the same interest. I feel suffocated.
Well, you're not fucking allowing him in. You allow him in on the fucking back end and then go, how come you're not comfortable with this? Well, thanks for bringing this wonderful steak on a shit platter.
I lied.
Right.
I'm feeling suffocated. Fuck off.
Doesn't she want to be suffocated? Isn't that the whole point of BDSM?
Yeah, but he has to do it like I want it.
The whole BDSM thing to me adds like, it doesn't appeal of like... You want me to do more work in the bed? It's like, my girlfriend won't even let me choose where we go to dinner. Right. And she wants me to take charge. Like, that's...
During this time, I also began an online relationship with a master dom.
Good job.
Dom is in caps. That's interesting.
So you want everybody to tell you what to do except your husband, who's your partner, who you're supposed to share what you're doing with.
He taught me about the world of BDSM. And played sexual games on Skype. You know these games. I show my pussy and touch it in front of you. That game.
Genitals.
Parentheses.
Genital to camera.
Camera to mouth. Gave me sexual tasks by video and has really been amazing and so much fun. Husband has no idea about him. I was released from my online master.
Fuck you.
What a world.
Fuck you.
Webmaster? What? Like, is...
Someone should release you from your brain.
But he has been in and out of my life on a much smaller scale now, but I still say hi and flirt every day.
Because I'm a brat.
My husband and I have been so upset with each other. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You have the balls to be upset with your husband?
What?
You fucking sociopath.
What show are we on, honestly?
I don't know.
3,006 million? What did I ever say that gave you a clue we'd be on your side? Fuck off. I am so bored with our daily grind.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
That I at least needed the website and profile. No, I have been in therapy, not couples therapy. Well, try the easy phone chat one. And I've discovered a lot about myself. Yeah,
yeah, like what?
Yeah, I figured you out in 2 seconds.
You're really learning a lot here.
In August, he said he was willing to try swinging.
I was about to say.
What?
Yeah. I got so excited and started almost immediately had this overwhelming connection with him for the first time in months. All right, don't blame it on my reading, by the way. This is what I'm reading. We got online and started a profile on some swinger sites. Ah, oh, what a cuckold. We were doing it together and he felt better and I felt better. As we started to communicate with others, he learned about how to flirt again and get comfortable. I wanted to start by going to parties. He wanted to start by going on one-on-one dates.
But why do I ever listen to him? I don't. Anyway, I ended up doing whatever the fuck I wanted. Yeah,
that's where it started and we never got past it. So he learned to hit on me again and he wanted that. I wanted to fuck the neighborhood. Now we're stuck again. We even went to a nudist resort that's the difference. He wants to go on one-on-one dates and reconnect with you. You want to fuck other guys. So we met in the middle and went to a nudist resort. Swimming in the pool? That's your favorite.
Yeah.
You ever do that nude? Skinny dipping, they call it.
Yeah.
You feel the water up in there.
I've been naked.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's the big fucking deal? You're just being a little pervert with friends, I guess. Yeah. No, it's kind of fun. You feel it like in your ass.
Yeah.
Swimming in the pool, drinking. You have to be careful. Like being... that your girlfriend's such a good swimmer. Can she swim drunk legally?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's
better drunk than we are sober. So
is it like Con Air and like his hands were weapons? So even though he defended himself, he's in there with child molesters. You know what I mean? You got to be careful with your talent. Swimming in the pool, drinking, hanging with people, completely naked. I, of course, was completely comfortable. Threw my clothes off and I was so proud of him for trying it. He doesn't care to go back, but I want to. I could tell he began to not like it when I flirted with guys via text. And in the end, as I was trying to get some things up, he saw that I was texting someone and felt like it was behind his back. Is that what he felt?
Yeah.
I can't help how other people feel.
Yeah.
She's one of these people that go to therapy and get the wrong thing out of it, right? She's Tim Allen. And she comes back and is like, all I learned is I can't decide how you feel. So I'm going to fuck your neighbor. And then if you find out, that's how you feel.
You know what she is? She's the kind of person who gets caught cheating. But like, oh, she's flirting via text or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, this is not what we agreed on.
She wants to cheat. She just wants to cheat. And she's trying to find legal loopholes in which to do it. Swinging is. It's like, well, if I fuck this person, but if you fuck their spouse, it cancels out. So it's not cheating. As long as we're in like different rooms and we're like, you know what I mean? Like,
But then he will give her the leeway. She's like, well, I want to be with other people. He'll allow that because he wants to hold on to this relationship and she'll do the thing that he didn't allow. So whenever he gives her permission, she gets turned off. It's not fun. She wants to do the fucked up thing.
Yeah, you went to a nudist colony. He went.
That's not enough.
He was a good sport. You made a big production of throwing your clothes off the first second, but okay.
Right.
You're there anyway.
Thanks for walking me into this, buddy.
But at the end, you have to start texting behind his back.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing that will make you get that rush.
Yeah, well, what? How does it go? It's harder to ask forgiveness than beg for this dick. That's what they say.
I decided if he can't handle me flirting without him over top of me, then what is going to happen when I fuck someone? Well, you already know the answer, fucking liar. Don't try to trick me. Trick your fucking dope husband. Don't trick me. You know the difference.
Yeah, you're a conniving fuck.
I would let you fuck somebody else, or maybe I'll let you text somebody else, but you're doing the one behind my back is where it's wrong.
Yeah, the one that you don't let me in on, and then I, quote, find out somehow.
It's so complicated.
And, you know, it's so weird because it's like, he allowed me to do this, and then he's breathing down my neck while I'm trying to fuck other people.
Right.
How am I supposed to do this?
Wait a minute.
I'm in a cage. Am I in a cage?
He caught me eating his last slice of cake in the fridge, but I don't get it. So what? You let me fuck the neighbor last week. I decide if he can't handle me flirting without him over top of me, what's going to happen when I da 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 da? He agreed he won't be able to handle this. This week, he saw that I was texting and trying to set things up. He couldn't take it, and he finally called it quits, an all-sight swinger. Wow.
Oh, good job, buddy. Now you know what you're going to do? You're going to suddenly pretend like you're behaving, and then you're going to get him back to put him back in your disgusting fucking cycle in your web of shit.
But does true love exist? Yeah. Remember that's how this letter started?
Oh my God, that's right. It doesn't for you. You fuck, you destroy it every time somebody tries to love you. Hi, I'm getting through a divorce right now.
I've been crying off and on since February. We argue at work, through text, at home, and our kids here. I feel selfish. Do you? If I had to put a word to it, I feel selfish to end things with my husband.
No, that would be the kindest thing so far in this letter.
Yeah. He's a child and you have to let him go. Kids being uprooted from school, divorced just because of my sexual desires. What if this is just a phase and I will realize that this is nothing? If he really...
You will.
Yeah. If he really is the love of my life, then why do I feel this entitlement to be able to do the things if I want? My body, my right, right?
Oh, but did she just say, did she just say that?
My body,
did
my right.
Did she just fucking say that?
Oh, she said that! Oh, she said that!
Wow. Who's not giving your body your rights? Where in the letter does it say no body, no right?
Is it time
to... pulling a Roe v. Wade argument. So she's
yeah. Oh, my God.
To justify wanting to fuck a bunch of dudes.
What's the matter?
I heard your thoughts on Louis C.K., so I thought you'd be on my side, Keith.
Jesus.
Is it time to call it quits with my husband?
Yes.
Is this just a phase? Any advice would be helpful. Thanks, Nix. All you told me was negative things about you, and you think you told positive things about you. So there's even worse about you. You are a piece of shit.
In this relationship. Elvis Rico is writing in, fuck this bitch. Divorce and go fuck whoever you want, you dumb cunt.
Right. And this guy, no joke, he has 4-stage cancer right now and he's in the hospital waiting for chemo. Okay. Yeah. And you're getting him riled up. Guy does it. The doctor came and gave him a straight answer. You're getting him riled up.
This is unbelievable. She thinks she's an angel.
She does. It's like, you guys
what
will
can
get
I do? My body is just aching.
This show's open-minded. You guys will help me.
I wonder how she would respond to... Maybe she's a... In her defense, maybe she's like one of the people who needs to be in an open relationship. I don't know many of those, but supposedly it works for some people.
So then
but they're just not on the same terms for what a relationship is.
Do you
is.
Know why they're not on the same terms? Because she keeps putting out terms, and then when he complies with those in a way to work things out with her, she switches the terms. So mm-hmm. And then goes, what? We're being extra sexual. And then confusing him because it falls under the same umbrella. Like, oh, I didn't say that. I did. Oh, suddenly semantics matters. Suddenly you're just holding me down. By the way, can you hold me down? No, because you just said that to the person you texted, but you want me to feel intimate with you somehow. And I keep catching you in lies every fucking night. But, oh, my kids hear us argue. What should I do? Your kids hear you argue because you're being a fucking prick. And that's who they're looking up to, whether you like it or not. Stop treating your husband like shit. I hope he walks out on you. I hope he has the bravery to walk out on.
I hope he's fucking your friends tonight.
Oh, I hope he's fucking three of your friends.
I wonder how she'd react to him cheating. I'm really curious if she would be...
She'd love it.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No. Okay. I've heard of that. I've heard of people who want their... there's one female comedian who, like, her biggest, like, turn-on would be her boyfriend going and sleeping with another girl and then telling her all about it.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, is that cheating?
I don't know. I guess there's like it's a new ball game.
What is this world? What can and we can't do? Well, good luck with your relationship because who knows what you're allowed to do.
We can keep that.
I told simple. You I like swimmers.
Right, right.
What did you expect?
You enjoy your husband being in a confused state of shit.
Yeah.
Because then you could be like, wait, not this? Fuck you.
Yeah, you can't respect them when you're doing all this also.
No, he can see your lie and you go, what? I'm so stifled.
Do you bet on swimming events?
I'm stifled.
No.
They're about
to legalize that, though.
Are they?
Yeah. There's some state where it's being legalized.
Kendra's right. Why?
Money. Lots of money. And my girlfriend was talking about that it's going to have huge implications for smaller sports. because people are going to start betting on badminton. People are going to start betting on swim meets.
And start betting. Who's not betting on badminton?
I did. I just, it'll be year three of me putting $100 on the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. This is the year I can feel it. Now, maybe you're like, Keith, a week just went by and they tied, of all things, tied the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Well, Bud Light has a promotion that Cleveland gets free beer if they ever win a game. And Steelers was kind of into the free beer because they were in Cleveland anyway. Mm-hmm. So it got a little, it confused things. But I'm not worried. Not worried. We're going to be just fine.
Is it? Did it already start?
It already started. Week two will be coming up, yes.
Wow.
That's right. You know, I'm in these bars sometimes and I hear these guys watching football. I'm working on a new show called Why Won't They Just Catch the Ball? And I take a microphone up to people screaming at the TV like the coach can hear them and go, sir, why won't they just catch the fucking ball? And then we hear their answer. And then I turn to the next person. But yes, football season, very exciting time.
What is football season? It's going to take you Sunday and Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Both?
Yeah, might as well tell you.
Oh, fuck you every fucking year. God damn it.
You know what? At this point, I'm on this girl's email side. If this happens every year where I don't tell Hend about my football schedule until last minute, whose fault is it? Right?
Shit.
Thank you. Learn. You should learn.
I should learn.
Right. Yes.
I understand. You know what? I don't know if there's such a thing as a true business partnership. That's what I'm questioning.
And I think it's, you know, it's your body, your right to wait to tell her.
God, my body, my right. Oh, my God. Oh, is this to BDS? Is it to inspire BDSM? Because I wanted to strangle you when you said that. Oh, my God.
That's a good point. Maybe she should just show him this email.
Yeah, she's trying to evoke him to fucking punch her in the face.
And then be like, here's some belts and
I bet he wanted to hit you. I'm sorry I just said that, but I'm not. I bet he wanted to hit you because you're fucking with him so fucking hard.
Sure.
Did I just say that? Look how the whole room fell silent. Sorry.
No, it's not.
Is it weird?
I'm not. Well, here's my point. It's not that normally I'll say something and I'm like, this is my opinion or people think this way sometimes. And Henda has to make sure, like, careful, there might be a brain dead vegetable out there that might think blah, 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 blah. And then we have to deal with that stupidity for a minute and a half. But here's Henda, the most empathetic person, going, there is nothing about you, emailer, that she likes.
Because she wrote in to get empathy and sees there's no humility in that email when she's trying to evoke any kind of.
So are you telling me true love doesn't exist, guys? I'm starting to come to that conclusion.
I am so jealous of the audience you guys have that you've made for yourselves, because I do so many college shows that as you guys are reading this email in my head, I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'm being disrespectful to the polyamorous community by saying she's a whore who wants to cheat on her husband. Like, I'm literally like, that might offend someone to not understand her cheating.
And you know what?
Why do I have to think?
That's annoying because she's disrespecting the poly, the BDSM, all of that stuff.
Because it's about having your partner.
Yeah, she's
understanding of it.
She's disrespecting all these sex communities because their idea is to get over this lying to your mate and to be frank and to have multiple partners because you are frank about like what you need and how you do feel suffocated if you don't get that in your sexual life. Mm-hmm. And so you're disrespecting what these people are trying to put out, a safe space for not just you and your genitalia, for your husband also, whether he participates or not. And you're leaving him out of that safe space that they're trying to make. That's so whatever the audience wants to think, that's what's actually happening. That's how I see it. And if you see a different way, go ahead and yell at me.
I guess we just put up a poll. Does true love exist? And then if it's yes, then stick in the marriage.
Only between lesbians.
Matthew, you can follow, like I said, on Twitter as well as Instagram, Monday Punday. All right. And you can follow, you can go to mondaypunday.com/ Matthew Broussard, right?
For show dates. Or you can just go to mondaypunday.com if you like puzzles, because I draw puzzles every Monday.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. There's also an app. It's good brain too. Start with mondaypunday.com/53. You'll probably solve that one quickly, and that'll make more sense.
And you'll feel good. And then,
is it a punny puzzle?
They're pun puzzles, a visual play on words.
Ooh. Yeah. Have you met Mike Kaplan yet?
Oh, yes. Okay. He's very good at them.
No.
that you're on his show together.
I love that man.
He has the puzzles printed out with the answer to show you.
Yep.
Like, okay, Mike, anyway.
And then and then Zach Sherwin raps about it after. Right. Yeah.
Mike Kaplan's one of three guys who I have to worry about. When I write a joke, I'm like, the only people who could possibly have this joke would be Mike Kaplan, Gary Goldman, or Sammy Obey. Those are my three. And I'll text Sammy. I'll be like, do you have this joke about math? And he's like, no. We both have a lot of math jokes.
So. Hey, do me a favor in the back. Check those three guys he just mentioned. Are they in trouble? All right, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Matthew, very nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great life. Except you, emailer. Thank you. KeithandTheGirl.com.